Thou my everlasting portion, Lord and friend, O life to me. Oh, all along my pilgrim journey, baby, let me walk with thee. Oh, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Oh, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee.
It's good to be here.
Amen.
And we are thankful to the Lord for his faithfulness in this morning. It's him that opens the way. It's him that gives us personal revelation. That there is nothing more important than to have a revelation to every little thing. We can take it from God's hands only one way. It's a revelation. And therefore we are supposed to pray for the revelation more than for anything else. And may God bless you richly. Let's open our Bible. I would like to read Genesis 1. Genesis 1, verse 3 and verse 4. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. One more place of scripture, Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. May the Lord add his blessing. Let's bow our heads. Once more time, we want to thank you. Amen. And we want to glorify you, our Heavenly Father, for your faithfulness, for the word, the bread of the word that we are sharing to us, breaking to us, that we can feed upon the body of Son of Man, upon the word. And we are asking, give us some more of your word, give us more conviction, power, and also more revelation to our practical daily life, in our job, in our family, in our neighborhood, anywhere we are. We want to show Jesus Christ. Bless us this afternoon. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I cannot keep you as long as in the morning because I got to fly to Bristol today. There is church of Polish people in there. And they wanted me also to see them and to preach for them tomorrow evening. So Brother Andrew also visited them, and they have been very blessed with his ministry also. So we want to get to the subject. I want to speak on the topic of the sphere or the realm of the light and darkness. We read that in the beginning God divided the light from the darkness. And prophet of God says in the message, God's word calls for a total separation from unbelief. And God saw that light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. So the word of God begin to separate the light from the darkness from the beginning. So does it remain till this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The word is not history. Of course we receive it as the letter. Letter killeth. But when it's quickened by the power of Holy Spirit, it's no more a letter. It's a living word, changing you, transforming you from glory to glory. Amen. So does it remains today. And we know that in our time is full light. Oh my. And prophet is explaining in the two messages, Shalom, I read them a month or 2 months ago. It has been great blessing to me. We can read one more place scripture to explain it. It's John chapter 1. We read the beginning of the Genesis. And you know that in the same spirit, John is starting his gospel, that in the beginning was the Word. Praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Everything was created by the spoken Word of God. Let's read some more. In Him was life, in which in the Word was life. Praise the Lord. And the life was the light of the man. If you receive the Word, and the Word is quickened in your life by Holy Spirit, it gives the light. This is the only light we can have. Nothing put artificial, but it's the life of very life, light of the very life of Jesus Christ through you. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Darkness could not prevail against the light. And we are in the battle, because in the last time, we know the prophet speaks about in those very precious messages that the happenings of the last time, the manifestations of the spoken word, he says, when we see darkness settling. In other places, he speaks about congregating all the darkness, accumulating the darkness on one side. It's a reason why this happens. We see the world worst and worst. More immorality. Worst everything. Why? If possible, to deceive elected. But praise the Lord, it's impossible to deceive those that have been their names put in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. If Satan makes any improvement, any attraction thing, it's not for them outside, because they belong to him anytime. Anyhow, it's for elected to catch their attraction from the world to anything that is worldly. It may be some good things, but we may overuse them. We don't spend with the Lord so much time as we should. And we will see how it works. When the darkness settling, darkness just before the day, we know that the morning star is hanging out there to introduce the coming sun. The greatest darkness is always when the moon gets down. There is no light. And the dawn just breaks itself. There is the reason the greatest darkness is accumulating. And therefore, in this time, prophet says, I would say right now is the hour. It's the greatest hour that church has ever moved into. Just before the coming of the bridegroom. Oh, the real church of the living God ought to be on fire, burning with the light of the gospel being vindicated among them. And we see that because darkness is accumulating, what made it? The power of the light made the darkness to accumulate on one side, because from other side, a light is coming. And we are between. Our mortal bodies are between. So actually we could speak about three realms. This is the realm of darkness, of death, of sin. This is the lower death. Then there is the middle one. This is temporality we live now. It's not death, but it's mortality. Yes, do you understand me? Temporality, mortality. And there is another realm, immortality, the realm of the light. This temporality is not reality for us. No. If you don't identify yourself with this temporal life, it's not reality to you. Because this temporal body can tell you are sick. It may happen. This mortality will tell you have a lot of problems. But if we can live in heavenly places, in Lord Jesus, in the upper realm, in the realm of the light, there is our real reality. And it says that by his stripes you are healed. We should be all the time in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. The dark is separating itself from the light. God's causing it. The light is doing it. The light is pressing itself in such a way until the darkness has to congregate together. And we want to go on. The distance between temporality and the death and darkness, and the distance between temporality and the realm of light, is still much greater, because darkness is accumulating on one side, and full light of the gospel in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God will be finished. It happened. It's a history for us. God vindicated this portion of the world where full light that gives you right to have full victory. Amen. Amen? And the distance is greater. It means that we are higher in Christ and the world is deeper in the sin. But both realms are fighting against each other. Therefore, Paul speaks in 1 Corinthians 15. I will read it just now for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He says wonderful things in there. I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither corruption inherit incorruption. This flesh is a realm of corruptibility. Is it so? Yes? And in this flesh we cannot see the Lord. Therefore, in our spirit, we should be in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It speaks about our high calling, about our position in Christ, about life victorious. Praise the Lord. This flesh cannot see. You see the distance between those realms in this flesh. We cannot see the kingdom of God. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Hear now, for this that is corruptible, our flesh, must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall he be brought to pass the saying that is written, death, it means darkness, death, is swallowed up in the victory. Amen. There is a state of complete victorious life over the death, over the any influence of the other realm, of the realm of darkness upon your life. Praise the Lord. I hope that we can have it now by the power of Holy Spirit. Amen. Fullness will come when our body will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. But spiritually, prophet is teaching us that spiritually we are already in the resurrection, because we died with Christ. We have been buried with him. And if we died with him, you see, the place of repentance, if we died with him, we shall be raised with him. Amen. If we died, we shall be raised with him. So therefore, brothers and sisters, it's very precious subject to me, because prophet is teaching that the word, we have been reading in the Gospel of John, that in the word have been life, and this life of this word have been a light to the people in the world. If we receive word, it being vindicated in our life, it changes our life. We don't have to give letter to people. It's good to have give the materials, but we are supposed to be living epistle written of all men. This is the realm of the light working in here, drawing attraction of others. This is the life of Jesus Christ. This is the life of the Word. And prophet is teaching us that when God said, "May there be light," it was just a word. But when light appeared, then the word had been vindicated. Praise the Lord. We receive it. We receive the word. But until the word is not vindicated in our personal life by revelation, by an experience with the Lord, our life is not a light. But I hope we want to be light. Amen. Praise the Lord. And prophet is teaching us about how God is vindicating his word. Amen. Let's take teaching on seven church ages. Amen. His great mystery opened, yes? And he brought it in inspiration of the Holy Spirit, its first vindication. It had been brought under inspiration of Holy Spirit. Then miracles and wonders have been taking place when he was preaching in every sermon. There have been healings. We have it here just the same. Praise the Lord. Because the face of the prophet is here. The face to every word of God is here. Praise the Lord. But it's not everything. Because 1 month later, you know what happened in Branham Tabernacle? The angel of the Lord drew the picture on the back wall of the tabernacle. God was still vindicating his word. God didn't finish with prophet to vindicate his word. He wants to vindicate his word in your life and my life. Months later, new vindication, supernatural vindication, when the angel of the Lord drew just the same picture that he was drawing by his hand. What a mighty vindication of God came. God vindicating his word. Praise the Lord. Brother, sister, it's not the end. You know what later happened? There was a moon eclipse. Is it good? Moon eclipse. And the prophet told, "You remember what I was drawing on the table? It's still God vindicating his word." And then one more vindication came. And the Paul VI, the Pope, visited Jerusalem. In every realm, God gives vindications. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful. So I want to speak about the influence of the realm of the darkness upon our lives. Because the distance is very great and becoming much greater. So if we want keep ourselves clean from the influence of the darkness, we have to cut every channels of its influence. Because the distance is great, but through one channel you can very easily we can get very easily to one realm or the other realm. Is it so? Therefore, Paul says that in this flesh we cannot see the kingdom of God. But Paul also says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. By the hearing of the word of God and receiving the word of God, God vindicates his word in our life personally. And this life of this world becomes a light. You are the light of the world. There is no other light today than the bride of Jesus Christ. You and me. What a privilege. So the distance is great. One right channel opened. It's not senses of the spirit, like feelings or memory. Oh, it will not help us. We have to open the channel of our faith. And I can tell you, this realm, the distance is very great. It's very close. It's here. Yeah. Your faith will draw him on the scene. Amen. Your faith. Your faith heals you. Praise the Lord. The same is with the realm of darkness. The distance is great, but one channel you open, it will influence you. It will influence you. Therefore, I want to read now Gospel of John, of Luke, Gospel of Luke. It speaks about the readiness for the coming of the Lord. Luke 21, verse 34. Luke 29, verse 34. And take heed to yourself, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with the surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of the life, and so that they come upon you unawares. Do you hear, brothers and sisters? Take the heed to yourselves. May your heart would not be overcharged. I want to use different word. It's good word, overcharged. But the prophet of God speaks about heaviness. Heaviness. I think that we all are known with this word. What is heaviness? When they put many things to you in your job, in schools. My daughter very usually comes from the school very tired. It's too much upon her. So many informations. And yet after afternoon they have to sit at computer or even in the internet and to make and write many things. It's not easy. Let's remember that Satan wants to deceive elected ones. And he has a snare for it. This is heaviness. Heaviness. The snare, how to keep you. And when we are under heaviness and we don't keep all the gates closed, we don't fight against heaviness, it will easily happen that in our prayer life, when you go onto the knees, when you start to pray to the Lord, we should be in heavenly places, in Lord Jesus, thanking him for his glory, for the power of the blood. But because of the heaviness, we can, in our prayer, hardly leave the earth. Hardly we can lift ourselves. You can pray for 10, 15 minutes, and you cannot get higher because of the heaviness. But I believe that the influence of Holy Spirit can break the power of the Satan. It has been broken on Calvary. We have to only to use those riches from Calvary. It's broken. And therefore, take heed ourselves. Maybe your hearts would not be overcharged with cares of this life. I want to read you from the scripture here. Prophet says that people don't understand him. That people think that he is criticizing praising them. It's not so. He's only pointing to the word. He speaks fine people, good people. They sit and look and continue right on their same condition. I will read now. But you notice the women of our day, they don't seem to have ladylike like one's head. It seems there is a heaviness. Ladies that should not do such and such a thing. Lady looks upon that and believes that. They come to the church. They say amen to the church. But it's not enough. It's only a letter. They come to the church. Lady looks upon that and believes that. And she wants to believe that. But there is something that presses her the other way. Also to us. Men's kind. Not only women's, but also men's kind. There is a power of the darkness. We want to do good. We want to have victorious life. But we somehow cannot achieve it. Cannot get it. Something presses the other way. Prophet says, poor thing. I feel sorry for her. She is caught in such a web of the Hollywood. Oh my. And the advertisement in television, radio, newspaper, on the street, store windows, modern dress, like other women are dressing. And it seems to be that there is something they just cannot pull away from. This is the web of the Hollywood. I spoke some very practical thing yesterday to youth. It is everywhere. Darkness is everywhere. In every mobile phone, I found it. There is pornography. There is worldly music. You may read instruction. You will not read about it. But it's inside. We have to be very aware as a parents what you give, what you allow. Because the influence of the darkness comes upon us very easily. We think, I did nothing wrong. I didn't make any sin. But you feel a heaviness. You don't have enough built at your walls. Some heaviness comes across. You cannot pray like you used to pray. You don't feel that love to Lord Jesus. You don't feel this peace and joy unspeakable. But it's given to us. We have to call things the right name. We have to confess it, bring it before the Lord, and He will give us life victorious. Amen. And there is a channel that Satan is using to influence us and how much more our children with the realm of darkness. I will call it right now. It's the virtual world.
Amen.
Virtual world. Fiction stories from Hollywood. Computer games, films, worldly music. Brother and sister, maybe you think I'm okay. Maybe you don't know which things our youth is fighting sometimes. We would be amazed. You buy a mobile phone to him, and he's somewhere walking or even being in the bus. And he just plays something. And he will find something wrong in there. It will bring a heaviness upon him. You may preach a gospel to him. And you think, what happens? He cannot repent. He doesn't obey me. He's disobedient. It all came by the spirit of heaviness. It's the web. Excuse me. It's the influence of the virtual world. What is the virtual world all about? Films. And people are looking upon it, feeding their spirits with the filthiness. It seems to be very nice because people in those films are achieving pleasures and happiness like you cannot never achieve in here. But there is a happiness. There is a joy unspeakable that you can achieve. Praise the Lord. Oh, virtual world. Therefore, we as parents have to be very careful, because we may not know what is our young people fighting with. Therefore, we have to take a harder way to keep those things away from them. And God will bless it for you. Some parents told to me, "Oh, we are not like you." And I told, "Of course, we cannot be just the same. It's good." But they told, "Oh, you don't let your children many things, but we let." "Oh, brother, it's up to you. It's your children." But you are not aware that a spirit of heaviness will come upon them. And you can preach a gospel to them. You can pray for them. And they cannot break through until the thing will be called by a name. And in the power, it will be, in the prayer, it will be binded in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to call the things the right names. It's terrible, the influence of the darkness. Neglection. Heaviness may come because we neglect some things. There is a web of the Hollywood, but there is also a net of the gospel. Hallelujah. And you building the wall, creating an atmosphere. God will give you wisdom if you will seek for wisdom. It's written in James or Peter's epistle. If you will ask for the wisdom, God will give you wisdom. Amen. Sometimes parents say, "We don't know what to do," because you have seek the Lord, and He will give you wisdom. And you being a wise parent, God will give you wisdom to make busy your child with some much more useful than computer games. Amen. But it takes some offering from you in time, in prayer, to make him busy with some much more useful things. And is one of the way how to help our children to receive Lord Jesus. Oh, when you will be more in contact with them. Oh, sometimes I can see little boys from believers' family after the meeting, shouting. Where does it come from? Is it good that Christian thinks about the shooting? No. I see children playing computer games in believers' house. Nothing wrong about driving cars. But such a driving car that you see, you can never achieve it on the street. Because in the street you can break the car only once. But in computer games you can have it every 10 seconds. And it creates imaginations, virtual world. What this boy do when he will get his driver's license, brothers and sisters? But a wisdom can be given to you. How to go around the problem. Make him busy with the word of God. Preach to him. Pray with him. Unite with your wife. Let's pray about the problem. Let's stay through some hour late and pray for the children. And let's try to catch him to the net of the gospel. Oh, maybe this evening we will be reading about the prodigal son. Maybe this will touch our children. And I tell you, one day God will give it to you.
Amen.
God will, if it's... Parentship is a gift. Is it so? Motherhood, fatherhood, those are gifts. If I have gift as a musician, just example, was I playing from my childhood without learning? No. Everybody has to learn. If I am good in languages, which I don't say I am, it means that I don't have to learn languages? No. It's not enough to receive the talent, but work with the talent according to the scripture, yes? And we as parents have to do it. And God will give you wisdom. Praise the Lord. But it takes some offering from our side. I can tell you sometimes, especially we fathers, we work for the family. We pay for everything. We come home very tired. And we think everything is just okay because I made money. I brought it at home. I paid for everything. I feed my children. But if you will miss one thing, sowing the seed of the word to their hearts every day, I will give you an example. It's like a farmer who will plow the field. It's hard work, if you know. He will harrow the field, prepare the field. He will take sower machine and go with sower machine with the field. But there was no seed in the sower machine. You think you did everything, but you didn't sow the word. Many times we can be like this. May the God of heaven give us grace. So there is snare of the world, snare, web of the Hollywood, and also net of the gospel. Maybe we would not be guilty of neglection, because everybody neglects things sometimes in our life. But may God really put upon our hearts not to do it anymore. May He would give us wisdom, wisdom. Praise the Lord. He knows what it takes to mold you, says the prophet in Message Shalom. He knows what kind of material he is going to use. The backside of the desert. When you pray, you close yourself in your closet and pray to the Lord that see in secret. And the one who see in secret will repay you outwardly, yes? So he knows what it takes. He knows what kind of materials. The backside of the desert sometimes where God molds righteous men. Hear me, please. Are you righteous? By the power of Lord Jesus. Once forever, He sanctified us with His blood. Praise the Lord. This is speaking about our righteousness, speaks about our new birth experience. We must have it to create the atmosphere of the token, yes? God molds righteous men. God molds mothers. God is molding fathers. I will read the end of the sentence to what? God molds righteous men into sages and prophets.
Amen.
You can be a sages, wise man for your children, and even a prophet for your children, who knows the problem much great time before it comes. And you will buy him some toys, something different. You will spend his time with him. You will not allow him to do anything. If we allow to do anything to our children, devil will find something to them to defile their souls. But there is a power in the blood. There is a wisdom of the word. How we can keep our children free from being defiled. Praise the Lord. So when the word has been vindicated, then it becomes a light. Praise the Lord. May it be so again today, Lord.
Amen.
On the backside of the desert, that we now take off, as it was, our shoes, our hats, our all. This is what every one of us should do, not only in the church, but in our prayer life. Humility, holiness. Take off our shoes, our hats, our all. Lay down beneath the cross of Christ and say, here I am I, Lord. Send me.
Amen.
We have to take off the shoes of being sure of yourself.
Hallelujah.
Yes? Amen. Therefore, Lord Jesus says, some believers tell me, don't speak with me about computer games. It's my right to have it. I don't take your right to have it. But I want to ask you only about the thing.
Amen.
And the power of the light, we can read it in John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that the light is come into the world, the full light that is flashing upon every area of our life. Every hidden secret room in our heart is lightened by the power of the word.
Amen.
No one area is not covered by the light of the word. The gospel is practical, very practical. Amen. And this is the condemnation, that the light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than the light,
Amen.
Because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are done in God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are we willing to come to the light? Are we willing? If sometimes pastor is correcting us, or anyway Holy Spirit wants to bring a correction, are we willing to open this room and say, Lord Jesus, I want to receive it. I want to change it in my life. If I want my children get saved, I have to start with myself. Oh my.
Amen.
It's a harder way. But God will help you. He wants to mold you into the sages, into the prophets. Who is the prophet? First preacher to little children is mom.
Amen.
First preacher. And father and mom can be given such a wisdom. I give you a little example. If you see something wrong on the street, you will tell to the children, oh, have a look here on the other side. Just simple example. You can do the same thing with greater things. There is a brother in States, his name is Michael Sievert. And he told me a testimony. When he was 16, he arrived home for holidays for about two or three months. And his daddy told him to give him some very hard work to clean all the hill from bushes, to dig roots. It was very hard work. But father wanted. So he did it. And when he got older, he arrived home after maybe 5 or 4 years. And the hill was again with bushes. And he told, Father, you don't appreciate my work. I have been working so hardly. And you let new bushes to grow in there. And he told, Son, I wanted to save you from teenagers' problems.
Amen.
I don't say that we can do it just the same. But it was the wisdom of Father to make him busy. Yes?
Amen.
May he would not think about computer games. Quite often I see children, believer children, they hardly leave the meeting. They play on mobile phone. Those are things, those place, virtual world, things you can never achieve. Therefore, people in the world, women, men, they want to achieve more from these pleasures. So you see sometimes old men cutting his hairs, putting earring, anything else. They want to achieve more. They really will do. But the flesh is the hindrance also for them.
Amen.
But just the same for us. Soon and very soon. Praise the Lord. I will not be preaching in English in there. I will be fellowship with you, and you will be fellowshipping with me with heavenly language. Everybody will be a singer. We will all sing new song. Everybody will be musician. We will get harps to praise him for his victory. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 10. This is our time. And we see three things happen in this chapter. From verse 1 to verse 6, it is coming down of the great angel, Christ, with the cry, "There shall be time no more," is one thing that we see in this chapter. Another thing is verse 7, which we quoted twice today. I will quote it once more time. "But in the voice of the seventh angel, when he will be sounding, the mystery of God will be fulfilled as he told to the prophets." Amen? This is another happening. And we are speaking about the God who is vindicating his word. Amen? And then another happening. John is coming to the seventh angel, taking the books from him, the message for the hour. Praise the Lord. And he told to him, "Eat those booklets. Eat this book. Eat it. And in your mouth it will be sweet as a honey." Amen. There is honey from the rock. This is the word for the hour. There is sweetness of the fellowshipping in the church. There is a sweetness in the reading of the message, hearing the tapes. Great sweetness. But in your belly, it will become bitterness. Bitter. To digest it. To consume it. It's sometimes the harder way, brother and sister. And I want to tell you, all these happenings, it is God who is vindicating his word. We can see verse 7, the angel, seventh angel, he gave his message, God took him. But I want to read you now, because I see that in the end of the chapter, we are in this point here, receiving the message and digesting the message, and sometimes it becomes bitterness in our belly. Because if you choose the harder way, if you keep your children away from the web of the Hollywood, you may have some troubles. They will mock them in the school. They will say they are old-fashioned. But praise the Lord, great is the reward. Great is the promise. Praise the Lord. We spoke about God vindicating his word many times. So God is vindicating Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. But I want to read you from the message now. I have to find it. "And remember, when full Bible," listening in closing, "when this full Bible has been thoroughly vindicated, then there will be an eternal shalom, eternal peace." And hear me, brothers and sisters. Now you will understand me. There is more word to be vindicated. God did not finish the vindication of the word. God vindicated this message in the ministry of the prophet, Malachi 4:5. But he wants to continue the vindication of his word upon me, upon you, upon your children and my children as well. It's still God who is vindicating his word. There is more word to be vindicated. He has to God vindicate more word. And when the last word is vindicated, then death is swallowed up in the victory. And the dead in Christ shall rise. You see, God wants to vindicate his promises in me, in my children, in your children, in our houses, everywhere. Praise be to the Lord. So we are in the stage where God is still vindicating his word. And he says, I have to look it for, I didn't prepare my notes so much exactly because there was a little bit lack of time. When Jesus came, the Prince of Peace, he speaks now about his first coming into the world. When Jesus came, the Prince of Peace, why wasn't there peace? Because all the world was not fulfilled in his day. He is fulfilling it today. Therefore, I told you, blood had been shed on Calvary, but there are yet places where the blood is supposed to be applied by faith. Do we see our children in this move of God? Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Because all the word was not fulfilled in his day, he is fulfilling it today. When man see you living like him, when he sees your character and your conduct with the word, just exactly like he was, the word being manifested, then man will see Jesus Christ. They will not have to look around anywhere else, say, what does this creed teach? What does this mean? They will know God. They will know that God is when they will see you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But remember, if it goes plump unto the shadow of the death, I am the resurrection and life. I will raise him up again. You know why God is still vindicating his word? Because the great symphony of the time of grace, of his work, of the work of Holy Spirit through faithful ministry, through our testimonies to our neighbors, to anywhere. It's a great symphony. It's still being played. Yes? Praise the Lord. It's being played. This symphony has junctions and crossings. And sometimes in our life, we see junctions, crossings, hard situations. But we have to look on our director. He has a stick, and he does it by signs. He does direct the symphony by signs. We have to look upon finisher, author, and finisher of our faith, our Lord Jesus Christ. Never lose our sight upon him. Don't let any heaviness, anything to disturb in your looking upon him. It will plumb into the shadow of death. I am resurrection and life. I will raise him up again. And when the great director comes down, it's Revelation chapter 1. It's the time when every word of God will be manifested. Every word of God will be vindicated. Every word of God will become a light to the world. Praise the Lord. It's time when the last sheep will go in. And when the great director comes down and bears the stick down, the last sign in symphony, he's keeping it by signs.
But one day, the great director will put the stick down. Praise the Lord. Then time shall be no more. When that angel of Revelation chapter 10 puts one foot on land and one on the sea, and the rainbow over his head, he swore, time shall be no more. When that time comes, you will rise up from among the dead, while the rest of them will lie in there. Oh, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Oh, therefore, may the Lord add his blessing to our families, to our daily life. Spoken word of God, spoken word is the original seed. If you want a church, start with the word of God. If you want the life of God, start with the word of God. If you want to start family life, these are my words, you have to start with the word of God. And God give you wisdom how to sow the word in their heart in every age. In every age, it's possible to put the seeds of the word of God to their hearts. God will give you wisdom. Praise the Lord. If you want life of God, start with the word of God. Accept the word of God in its fullness, every measure of it. And if that is the fullness of God in you, fullness of God's word being vindicated, amen? Fullness of God in you, then the rain that's falling will produce exactly what is in your garden. Maybe for a long time we will see no crop. Your child is still disobedient, hard character, but don't care, because your duty is, you are given the wisdom to put the seed every day to make it attractive according to his age. Sometimes I take his little example. I take globus, switch off the light, and I will take a lamp, switch on globus, and showing my boys how day and the night is working. And I show him sea and oceans. And then it opens me the way how to start to preach the gospel to them. Amen. And they see how they are asking me. There are many questions. You have to really be tender on the questions of children. It will give you much possibility to preach to them. How deep is ocean? And you can tell that the Scripture says that in deepness of the ocean is our sins where God put them. Oh, praise the Lord. Sometimes little demonstrations can be very helpful. But you have to prepare yourself for it. You have to pray for it. And God will give you wisdom. Don't think that Sunday school teacher can do everything for you. Don't think that youth meeting, camp will do everything for your children. Neglection. If the plant needs some vitamins in certain time and you will not give it in the certain time, that is a neglection. It may be too late to put those vitamins afterwards. So let's be wise, man. God wants to mold us. Righteous man. It's precious condition. Righteous man. Full new birth experience, but wants to develop us unto sages and the prophets. And don't care if you will put the seed. When you will read the scripture, tell the stories, you will be putting the seed into hearts of your children. It will not make them saved automatically. Amen. They will be maybe just the same. And you think, oh my, I have still problem with my oldest son. But you, by God-given wisdom, you still pull his attraction from wrong thing. And you are putting good seed. You are taking but divine fellowship with him. When you spend your time with him, you are putting good seed and you have a power to take the weeds out of his heart And I tell you, as a farmer, I have a little farm at home. The best way how to prevent the weeds to come on our field is not spraying by chemistry. No, it's the last possibility. When nothing helps, then farmer is using chemistry. The best way how to keep weeds out of their hearts is putting good seed. And when good seed will grow, they will give no place to the weed. It takes some sacrificial life from us. God wants to develop us. So we have to build the wall in our family, create an atmosphere. Perfect faith can master hard situations. Yes? Praise the Lord. It's given to you. It's the level of your maturity and my maturity. I don't know if I said it yesterday, maybe to young people, but I want to tell to you, sometimes you are looking upon great brothers, gifted brother. I want to say to you, there are things that we are different in, different callings, different gifts, but greater gifts requires greater responsibility. Yes? Don't look like this. Don't seek for great men in the message. God can use somebody, of course. But I want to you that God has one level of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's written in the scripture that when people came to the wedding, everybody got the same wedding garment. It's the same Holy Ghost baptism. We have all the same faith for healing, faith for saving us. We are not saved by the faith of the pastor. We are not saved or healed by faith of somebody else, but your own faith, your own experience with the Lord, will you give life victorious? Even no difference between men and women. Does women has different Holy Ghost baptism? Something less than brothers? No. When sister will achieve their position, it's a wonderful thing. It's good to have mobile phone and call to the husband, pray for my soul, for our son, he is sick. It's good. But remember times when there have been no phones, no mobile phones. In some sense, it would be even better because it made people to be depending on God, not upon somebody else. It's good. Therefore, you sisters, you are God-given authority, just as for the same like fathers and brother and pastor, pray for your children. It's your children. You know the situation best of all. You have the power to bind, power of Satan over him. It's given to you. Just the same what happens here. Sometimes in prayer lines, we bind the power of the Satan. It's given to you, just the same, like to brothers in the church. There is no difference. Maybe form is different. No difference in an experience. The same wedding garment. The same state of readiness for the rapture. Praise the Lord. No great man and little man. We wear all the same, just the same wedding garment. So I will ask musicians, and maybe we will sing soon, and very soon we shall meet the Lord. Then we will pray. Let's stand up. While they will start to sing, I will read one more scripture to you. They can play softly. Because Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, this is the chapter about the love, yes? When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. We adult can think as a child sometimes. But there is a spiritual growth. But when I became a man, I put away childish thinking. May God grant us the great. Amen.
Amen.
Soon and very soon,
we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King.
Soon and very soon,
soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Soon and very soon,
soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Soon and very soon,
soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King.
No more crying then, no more crying then.
We are going to see the
King. No more crying then,
no more crying then. We are going to see the
King. No more crying then,
no more crying then. We are going to see the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the
King. Soon and very soon,
soon and very soon, we are going to see the
King. Soon and very soon,
soon and very soon, we are going to see the
King. Soon and very soon,
soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King.
Praise be unto the Lord. Let's bow our heads now. We will pray, and afterwards I will ask Brother Andrew to come and dismiss us and finish our meeting. Heavenly Father, you are so much grateful to, so much, such great to us. Such wonderful promises have been given to us. The power of the word is such mighty, such strong. The light of the word wants to become a life in our daily walking. And this is what we are praying now for every brother, every sister, every family, every young boy, young sister, young brother. May the web of the Hollywood and the heaviness would be broken in the name of Jesus. By the power of Holy Spirit, we are putting the power of the blood between them and the world. We are claiming the power of Holy Spirit and the power of the spoken word, Lord Jesus, to keep us in clean condition unto your coming. You are coming for clean and adulterated bride, clean from every sin, from every darkness, from every influence. And you did a preparation. You provided a way how we can achieve it. We are thankful to you for this. So I pray for everyone. I am praying now for the church here. I am thankful to for the wonderful time we could spend together. I want to bring you Brother Andrew. May you continue to bless him in his place, in his position. Bless every elder, every who is responsible, everybody who is helping, responsible in the church. Bless every family, everybody. May everybody could receive good portion of the word. We cannot not live the same as we came, or we live better Christians or worse Christians. So I want to live as a better Christian. I cannot achieve it only intellectually. Therefore, we are praying for the power of the Holy Spirit to rest upon us, to abide in our hearts. We are speaking for God's peace, shalom, to rest in our hearts. We are praying, may you continue to vindicate your word in our daily life, in our practical life. We want to be practiced in the gospel. We want to preach the gospel by our words, by our deeds, not only in the words. We want to be practical in the gospel. And I believe you will give it to us. We want to receive it. If we come to you as we are, we don't want to hide anything before you. And you see, you are searching our hearts. You are investigating our hearts. As prophets, you are going from heart to heart, testing our readiness, our humility, our sincereness. If you really mean it, and if you really mean it, you will bless us abundantly. I pray that you will bless abundantly everyone here. Bless Brother Andrew. Bless everybody in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ, and only to his honor and to his glory. Amen. Amen. Maybe some another song?
Hear the same Spirit of Jesus and raise Christ from the dead. Dwell in you. Dwell in you. Hear the same Spirit of Jesus and raise Christ from the dead. Dwell in you. Oh, dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body. It shall quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. It shall quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you.
If I can just say something from what was preached, which I think is a really important point, friends. Just to realize one thing is that darkness will always resist light. Amen. And when the light comes your way, be careful how you react to it. Amen. Because if darkness has got a hold in your life, if Hollywood has a hold, or the love of the world, or whatever, that is a spirit. Because darkness is a spirit. We're not just speaking of a physical darkness here. And when God comes with his light, the light comes to set you free. But there's going to be a clash in you. You find when the word comes your way to show you that that's darkness, there's an automatic resistance I've seen in certain people. And that resistance will resist that light. But you know, the only way that you can overcome darkness is to confess that it's there. There's no other way. You've got to just look at the light and say, that's God's truth. But I've got darkness in me. And you confess it and you yield to that light and you become a child of the light. And the light then has the authority that you've given it to drive out that darkness. But you've got to allow the light to do its work. And friends, be careful of that. I see it many times when I speak of music of the world. You see, there's a resistance in people because that spirit has gripped them. And they don't realize that that spirit is opening up to all kinds of things. You might say, what's wrong with the music of the world? That spirit on that music and the words of that music opens you up to sensuality, to sexuality. And that becomes an influence in your life. And then it becomes a thought. And then from a thought, the next thing you're not careful, it becomes a deed. And you start now acting out those things that you've been feeding yourself on. So God in his goodness will send the light. And the light will come to condemn that darkness. It's not condemning you as an individual. God loves you. But it's trying to separate you from the darkness. But if you're going to hold on to that darkness by taking an offense against the light, you're never going to be set free. You've got to receive the light as being the grace of God to you. Because God has always separated light from darkness, as the brother showed right from Genesis chapter 1. And God's method of separating light from darkness is his word. Is his spirit-anointed word. And it'll come and it'll shine on that darkness. And God's grace wants to separate that darkness from you. To keep you from what that darkness will lead you into. You know, so many things the brother said today. I was so grateful for it. Because sometimes you can almost get a complex preaching certain things. Because you feel that, hey, maybe I'm too hard on these things. But friends, God's standard is God's standard. And we must never, ever accept anything less than His standard. It's not me the standard or you the standard. God has set a standard. And we've got to keep presenting that standard before the people. And we keep pressing towards that mark for the prize of the fulfillment of what God wants inside of our lives. So I really thank the Lord for the word this afternoon. That wasn't a word to make people jump and shout, but it was a very important word. And especially for parents with children, I really pray that you'll take it to heart. And that that light that has been shed about video games, about the internet, about what your children look at on their mobile phones and who they fellowship with, I pray that each father as a priest and each mother in a God-given responsibility will pray for wisdom. Don't just go from this place now and quickly react to the word. Don't do that. That's not wise. Go and pray for wisdom and say, Lord, I've heard the truth, but show me how to apply this truth in my home now. My daughter, I've allowed her to go astray. I've allowed this and that. My son, I've allowed him to do all these things. I don't just go home and be Moses coming from the mountain. Don't do that. It's not going to work. But go, you and your wife, and pray about it. Like the brother said, and say, Lord, give us wisdom. In our situation, how are we going to make this right now? We've allowed things to go down the way further than we should. We've allowed things to come in maybe that we shouldn't have. But Jesus, we're asking you to give us the wisdom so that instead of making the situation worse, may your light lead us to make the situation better. And I believe that God will respect Amen. An attitude like that. I really appreciate the word when it comes like that, friends, because God knows that we need it. The word doesn't come to us if God doesn't know that we need it. He's our shepherd. He sees us sometimes going to the local weed and he knows, I don't need my sheep to go there. So he sends the gifts, the gift of the shepherd and a minister who comes to shepherd the people of God once again away from the things that are going to be harmful to them. So let's really accept the word, that light in the spirit that God has sent it in. And I believe it'll be wonderful down the way, the things that such things can start in our lives and bring to pass. So we really say thank you very much to Brother Bogdan for the ministry Amen. Of the word. Amen. I really do appreciate it very, very much. Practical gospel, bringing it home. Brother Biska, like I say, always says, when the church goes quiet, the minister's knocking on their door, right on their address. It's become personal and people are quiet now because they know, hey, this is to do with me now. And that's what the word needs to be, friends. And so that was the grace of God, and I do really appreciate that. Brother, please bless the saints back home. Bless Brother Zalesh from us, Brother Gregory and all the saints. And we really do thank the Lord. Amen. We really do thank Him for that. And may the Lord give Him traveling mercies. We don't have too much time here, just a few more minutes. But let's sing one more song before we go, just to say thank you very much to the Lord who used our brother and to our brother who laid himself aside and is sacrificed to come. You know, Paul said it in the Bible, friends, and let that be our testimony by the grace of God. I didn't shun to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. I want that, friends. I want the whole counsel of God. I don't want somebody to come and hold things back because they're scared of offending me. Rather, let someone come and tell you the whole counsel of God. You may not be able to live up to it now, but at least you know what it is that God has for His people and what God expects of us. Let's sing one more. What do you have, Rachel?
Rock of ages, pray for me. Let me hide myself in Thee. Lift the water and the blood from Thy wounded side, be torn. Be of sin a double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. River flow, could my sleep no longer know? As for sin cannot atone, Thou my Savior and Thou alone. In my hands no price I bring, oh, simply to Thy cross I cling. While I draw life's fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, then behold Thee on Thy throne, Rock of I draw this fleeting breath. When my eyes shall close in day, when the rise to worlds I know, and behold beyond thy throne, look of ages left for me, let me hide myself in thee.
What about, must Jesus bear the cross alone? Friends, we've got to bear the cross as well. Like the brother said so well yesterday, Christ, he died, a perfect sacrifice on the altar. Then he calls us willingly to come and lay ourselves next to him on the same altar and to die for his glory. And I'm sure that's your desire, to take up your cross, which he has sanctified for you. And may he be glorified as we carry our cross.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free,
go free, go free.
No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me.
Oh,
the consecrated cross I'll bear till death shall set me free, and then go home my crown to wear, for there's a crown for me,
there's a crown for me
upon the cross.
Again to close, close to thee. Now the word says, thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. I hope that's your testimony, that although you may have to offend some of your friends to walk with Jesus, but you'd rather walk with Jesus if you've got to walk alone. No matter what the cost is going to be, your cross may be, they're going to call you at college, at school, some old-fashioned antique of a person. That's the cross that she's called you to bear. But if you want to walk with Jesus, you've got to carry the cross. You've got to walk in his footsteps. And sometimes that calls for a separation from that which is going to hold you back, that which is going to defile you. So whatever price has to be paid, let's be willing to pay whatever price to keep walking with him on this everlasting journey.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my everlasting portion, more than friends, life to me, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee,
close to thee,
close to thee,
oh,
close to thee, close to thee, close to thee,
hallelujah.
All along, praise shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee,
close to thee,
close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee.
Hallelujah.
Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee.
Lead me through,
lead me through this veil of shadows. Bear me all life's fearful sea.
Hallelujah.
Then the gates of life eternal may I enter, Lord, with me.
Close to thee,
close to thee.
Hallelujah.
Close to thee,
oh,
close to thee,
oh,
close to thee. Then the gate of life eternal,
announcement from the deacons, just while we just consider it, says, may the saints please make certain they lock their cars and don't leave anything that may be valuable on view in the car. There was somebody outside looking around our cars, so just to warn people of that. Father, that is our desire, to walk with thee. Ever since we met thee, Lord, nothing else can satisfy us. Father, the devil's offered the world. He's offered this and he's offered that. At times we've tasted of this and we've tasted of that. But Father, there's nothing that satisfies like Jesus satisfies. And there's nothing, Father, that the soul desires more than it desires to be like thee. So Father, we thank you once again for your word that comes to separate us and to warn us and to admonish us. Father, how faithful you are to us. Father, you said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I would pray that would be the portion of each person here today. That every single one of us inside of our hearts, Father, governed by our free will, free moral agency, that at this time we would just be willing to make the right decision. That as your light has come, as your word has crossed our paths, and has instructed us, and Father has corrected us, and has come and shown us the original pattern once again. Father, give us a willingness inside of our hearts. Grant us a grace, a submission, the willingness to be sheep, to be led, to give in. Let there be no resistance, Lord. And even as our brother has said, you've given us the power to bind principalities, Lord. And Father, how we would stand here upon this day and unite our faith together. And Father, we would bind every principality and every power of darkness that would want to work in the life of our youth, in the life of people in our fellowship, Lord, in the lives of our children. Father, we just want to apply the token upon this day to put the blood of the Lamb between them and the danger. And let the blood continue to speak would be our desire. And Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for speaking unto us. We thank you for instructions for families, instructions for mothers and fathers, for children. Father, let the word become flesh is our desire. And as we go, Lord, may the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. May we fellowship around these things, Lord. Help us to keep the right attitude. That, Father, you may water these things night and day, that you may bring forth, Father, of its own kind. May you bless our brother as he goes tomorrow to Bridgewater. Father, let your hand be upon him. Give him good rest this night. Give him a safe journey, we pray. And Father, may your blessing be upon his ministry. Father, I do pray for his father as well. That Lord, you would bless Brother Zalesh, you would bless the congregation there. Brother Gregory, all the saints, even Brother Daniel Mazur, we do think of him at this time. We pray, Lord, your mercy, your grace, your leadership in his life continually. Father, bless the saints that are there. Father, them that haven't managed to be with us this afternoon, you watch over them as well, we pray. Them that are at work in different places, may your hand be upon them. May we now depart with your blessing. For Lord, we desire to depart in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless saints. God